Every sub down in Subville liked Fuckmas a lot, but the sir who lived just north of Subville did not. The sir hated Fuckmas the whole Fuckmas season. Now please don't ask why, no one quite knows the reason. It could be his needs weren't met just quite right. It could be perhaps that his belt was too tight. But I think that the most likely reason for this may have been that he hadn't his own sub to kiss. Whatever the reason, his belt or his toys, he stood there on Fuckmas Eve hitting the sub girls and sub boys. Staring down from his playroom with a sly sir-like frown at the warm lighted windows below in the town. For he knew every sub down in Subville beneath, around their neck was hanging a mistletoe wreath. And they're wearing their stockings, he snarled with a sneer. Tomorrow is Fuckmas, it's practically here. Then he growled with his sir fingers nervously drumming. I must stop those subs and their Fuckmas from coming. For tomorrow, he knew, all the sub girls and boys would wake bright and early and they'd rush for their toys. And then, oh the noise, 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 noise. That's one thing he hated, the noise, 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 noise. Then the subs, young and old, would all go and strip. Then they'd beat and they'd flog and they'd whip, 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 whip. They'd spank with their paddles and use restraints locked up tight, which was something the sir couldn't stand in the slight. And then they'd do something he liked least of all. Every sub done in Subville, the tall and the small, would stand close together with Fuckmas clothes gleaming. They'd stand hand in hand and the subs would start screaming. They'd moan and they'd cry and they'd beg, 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 beg. And the more the sir thought of this sub Fuckmas fling, the more the sir thought, I must stop this whole thing. Why, for 53 years I've put up with it now. I must stop this Fuckmas from coming, but how? Then he got an idea. An awful idea. The sir got a wonderfully awful idea. I know just what to do. The sir laughed in his throat. And he made a black Santa Claus hat and a coat. And he chuckled and clucked, what a great sir-like trick. With this coat and this hat, I look just like Saint Dick. All I need is a reindeer, the sir looked around. But since reindeer are scarce, there was none to be found. Did that stop the sly sir? No, the sir simply said, if I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead. So he kidnapped a sub, and he took some red thread, and he tied some nice horns on the top of her head. Then he loaded some gags and some old empty sacks on a ramshackle sleigh, and he hitched up his racks. Then the sir said, "Gidjap," and the sleigh started down toward the homes where the subs lay a snooze in their town. All their windows were dark. Quiet snow filled the air. All the subs were all dreaming naughty dreams without care. When he came to the first house on the square. This is stop number one, the old sly Sir Claus hissed, as he climbed to the roof with a blindfold in fist. Then he slid down the chimney faster and faster, and if Santa could do it, then so could this master. He brought different leashes in pink and in blue, and he stuck his head out of the fireplace flue, where all the little sub-stockings all hung in a row. These stockings, he grinned, are the first things to go. Then he slithered and slunk with a grin most unpleasant. Around the whole room he took every sub-present. St. Andrew's crosses and masks and then candles and a beautiful flogging post with shiny new handles. And he stuffed them in bags. Then the sir very nimbly stuffed all the bags one by one up the chimney. Then he slunk round the house and he took the subs' treats. He took all their ticklers and vibrating seats. And he cleaned out that playroom as quick as a flash. Why, that sir even took their last ribbon and sash. Then he stuffed all the toys up the chimney with glee, And now, grinned the sir, I'll take something for me. And the sir took some photos, and he started to shove. When he heard a small sound like the coo of a dove, he turned around fast. A young sub he was seen by little Kitten, the sub, who was only 18. The sir had been caught by this pretty girl sub who needed some lube for her pink nighttime plug. She stared at the sir and said, "Please, sir, but why? Why are you taking our fuckmas toys now?" But you know, that sly sir was so smart and so slick. He thought up a lie and he thought it up quick. "Why, my sweet little kitten," the mean sir he lied, "I'm changing the batteries from those were supplied. So I'm taking them home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix them up there, then I'll bring them back here." And his fib fooled the sub, and he patted her head, and he got her some lube, and he sent her to bed. And when little kitten went to bed with her plug, he stole all the toys with a look very smug. Then the last thing he took was the key and the lock of the chastity belt for the sub-husband's cock. And the one little fig he left in the house for an asshole even too small for a mouse. Then he did the same thing to the other subs' houses, leaving figs much too small for the other subs' mouses. It was 12:15, all the subs still abed, all the subs still a snooze when he packed up his sled. Packed it up with their dildos, their chains and their leathers, their fasteners, their fixings and all of their tethers. 3,000 feet up towards a fire pit, he rode with his haul to burn all of it. Fuck all those subs sadistically humming. They're finding out now that no fuckmas is coming. They're just waking up. I know just what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open a minute or two. Then the subs down in Subville will all cry boo-hoo. "That's a noise," grinned the sir, "that I simply must hear." So he paused, and the sir put his hand to his ear. And he did hear a sound rising over the snow. It started in low, then it started to grow. But the sound wasn't sad. Why, this sounded so merry. Couldn't be so, but it was merry, very. He stared down at Subville. The sir popped his eyes. Then he shook. What he saw was a shocking surprise. Every sub down in Subville, the tall and the small, was moaning without any presence at all. He hadn't stopped Fuckmas from coming. It came. Somehow or other, it came just the same. And the sir, he was grumpy, ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling. How could it be so? It came without handcuffs, it came without paddles, it came without new clamps, old ropes or saddles. And he puzzled 3 hours till his puzzler was sore. Then the sir thought of something he hadn't before. Maybe Fuckmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Fuckmas, perhaps, means a little bit more. And what happened then? Well, in Subville, they say that the sir's small heart grew 3 sizes that day. And the minute his heart didn't feel quite so tight, he whizzed on his sled through the bright morning light. And he brought back the toys and he helped them all play. He made them all scream throughout all the day. And the sir saved their Fuckmas and brought plenty of cheer. And both Fuckmas and subs came throughout all the year.